This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The BFM Breakfast Grill. Top interviews you can't afford to miss. Presented by the CIMB Group.
Today we have with us on the Breakfast Grill Haniza Rose, the Chief Commercial Officer of MyTV, a unit of Puncak Semangat Teknologi Senyuran Berhad. While not a well-known name as of yet, MyTV was tasked with developing the Digital Terrestrial TV Network, or DTT. Seen as a necessity as the world moves towards an international standard, many questions, however, still remain, ranging from the very tight time frame to implementation. And beyond the project, what else is in store for MyTV and the sister companies under Puncak Semangat? So, good morning, Haniza.
Good morning.
So let's give an overview of the project that you, the task that you guys have ahead. Analog switch off, plan to do it for less than 2 years. You hope to achieve about like 85% coverage of the population when the DTT service finally launches in April next year. It's a very ambitious timeline. Let's be very frank. 4.5 billion this project is going to cost over 15 years. But it's really ambitious. Do you feel that it's possible to do it in such a tight time frame?
Well, we actually work hard on it. We studied the population, we studied the viewers' profile, and we feel that with everybody's coming in together, the government, the broadcasters, the content producers, this can still be done structuredly. What's important is the education part of it, because it involves the rakyat at large.
When you talk about education part, we'll talk about the whole issue with set-top boxes and everything a bit later. But so far, ever since the project was awarded early this year, what progress have you kind of made? You made a couple of soft launches and all that, but you know what progress has been made on the ground?
Actually, yes, the full award we received was April 16, but we were notified in January. Okay, but the whole team was already together prior to January to be doing a lot of things that we feel we need strategic alliances, for example, the specifications of the set-top boxes, the marketing and education strategies, the talks with partners like the transmission partners, for example. Those were done much earlier, and we put an effort to this knowing that the time frame is very short, but we feel that if we were given the opportunity, we wanted to tell the government, the rakyat, that we are ready and we are all out for it.
Now, Puncak Semangat, MyTV, is all not very well-known names compared in the public. So when the name actually emerged in the bid, this was after, I think, one of the sister companies won some spectrum as well. I suppose the main question that people have is, what's the expertise within MyTV and Puncak Semangat that do you think pushed it ahead of the others in the bidding process?
Yeah, Puncak Semangat got the award, but Puncak Semangat was only meant for the bidding process. So it was a company that submitted to the government and was awarded, and now in the process of transferring the license to MyTV, which is the one to operate the common infrastructure provider. The people behind this, especially the management people, are actually broadcasters, ex-broadcasters themselves, people involved in broadcasting. And we've started from 2002 when the Malaysia did a master plan for digital terrestrial TV. So the very personalities behind it are still here with us under MyTV. And at the same time, when we did the pilot project for digital terrestrial TV, the team is also on board under MyTV. So you can say that every one of us has the background for this mega project.
But why so long between the bid and the award? It actually took quite a long time. During that process, to just give an insight, did MCMC keep asking you to go back with specifications? Did you keep having to revise the bids that you put in?
It was massive. The bid, like Puncak Semangat submitted 27 volumes of it. So though, I can imagine the experts have to go through it all. But there was not many clarification sessions. And I think we submitted a very clear strategy, a very clear approach, which was easily understood. And therefore, It took some time because I think they were very thorough about it. They wanted to be very careful in selecting this because this is a national project with a national agenda. At the same time, they had to get endorsement from experts from various parties at the same time.
In terms of the bid, was MyTV's bid under Puncak Semangat actually cheaper than the rest?
I wouldn't know, to be honest, because it's all classified.
Looking into the summary of the company itself, I mean, Puncak Semangat, of course, since it's the holding, one of the directors, the name of the directors actually caught my eye, which was Tan Sri Said Nazmi.
That's
and
true.
It's related to, of course, Tan Sri Said Mukhtar Al-Bukhari. Having backing such as this, I mean, do you think that people will question, you know, the connections? Is that why, you know, behind the bid? I mean, you will always have these questions abound. I mean, what happens when people confront you with criticism like that?
We never hide the fact that Puncak Semangat has a link to Tan Sri Said Mukhtar. And but Tan Sri Said Mukhtar does not sit on the board of his companies hardly. And Said Azmin, Tuan Said Azmin is the shareholder, but he was never involved in the operations part of it. He advises, of course, but the rest of it, they left it to the experts to construct the whole bit.
So no interference from them, or at least no buy-in from them, or like sort of request from them when it comes to certain decisions?
We had their buy-in because, of course, we had to get their approvals on the way forward. But basically, other than that, they did not interfere.
So the other big part of this, of the rollout and implementation, is the set-up boxes. I think that's been one of the main focuses that a lot of people have.
I can imagine.
2 million of the, you know, 2 million set-up boxes I think you're going to distribute. So who are going to be the guys who assemble these set-up boxes? How are you going to distribute them to people who you think that, you know, will fall under the category of needing it? How does that whole process kind of work?
The government actually requested for 1 million subsidy. So it was our strategy to give larger eyeballs to the viewers, potential eyeballs. And we thought that, okay, let's double it to 2 million. And because there will be some people who can't afford it, and we felt that we would like to tap on the BRIM list in order to get this. It will be assembled by a local company. We are already in the process of identifying the right companies for this. The main thing for us is to get the volume of supply so that it will be enough for everybody, right? We will distribute it through Post Malaysia. That's one of the beauty for us because it's under Tan Sri Said Mukhtar's companies as well, and the group synergy is what we are leveraging on. So Post Malaysia, all over Malaysia, they have about 700 plus outlets, and they have the right address for the people there at their outlets, right? So we are going to leverage on that.
When you actually ask, look for companies to do the assembly, are you going to do it by tender?
Yes, that's true.
Are you going to be very transparent about what you're looking for when it comes to looking for somebody who you want to do these boxes?
Yes,
what
of
are
course.
The specifications?
Yes, our company's procedure is very tight. The procurement is done carefully. And yes, we share the specifications because it is all also guided by MCMC.
For those of us who are not getting or do not fall on that list, because of this DTT conversion, do they all have to like swap out their TV sets? Do they have to go and purchase special equipment? I think that's one of the main people think about when you see the switch to DTT.
Yeah, but you know, you don't have to. You can still use your old TV. It doesn't matter as long as it is plugged on to our set-top box. We are aspiring to give about 80% indoor antenna so that, you know, you don't have to trouble yourself by getting installed to fix it for you. So that's our main strategy for it. But of course, there'll be some areas, and we've identified about 18% of the nation that will still need the rooftop antenna for that.
But then how much will these boxes then cost all these people to do the conversion?
Yeah, from the very start, we know that it's not supposed to be a price that's going to burden the rakyat at large. So we are thinking to make it as affordable as possible and within the range of BRIM.
Within the range of BRIM, meaning the range of what was given to BRIM? Is that what you mean?
Within the range of BRIM's allocation for subsidy, yeah.
So going on beyond the set-up boxes, when you look at how other countries have rolled it out, what country is doing it in a way that you're, that MyTV is aspiring to do it? I mean, because people are slowly rolling it out worldwide.
Yeah, you know, the European countries took from 7 to 20 years in order to do this because they're very big. Population is also scattered everywhere, and our country, Malaysia, is considered flat as compared to the US, the European countries. So, and our population is not big. We are only talking about at best 7 million households in order for us, TV households, I mean, to cater for. And the business model, that I think that was our main, what do you call, criteria that for the winning bid. Because we look into others, industry players, I mean, to actually benefit from it first. So is the rakyat, is the broadcasters, is the content players, the government, of course, and finally it will be MyTV. So we want the set-top box to be not just affordable, but have the has the highest features in the sense that you can have connectivity and interactivity right away. Some other countries, they would just distribute Zapper box. It means without connectivity or interactivity, and then the rakyat can actually feel the digital, the migration of digitalization. You know, where you can just use your remote in order to make a vote or polling or download songs, for example. These are available via our setup.
Well, today we have with us on The Breakfast Grill Hanyunzo Rose, the Chief Commercial Officer of MyTV, a unit of the Puncak Semangat Group. When we come back, we'll talk about expansion, being a platform for content and other plans moving forward. Today we have with us on The Breakfast Grill Hanyunzo Rose, the Chief Commercial Officer of MyTV, a unit of the Puncak Semangat Group. So let's talk about content. Content is king. When it comes to TV and everything, everybody knows that content is king. It's gotten to the point where some streamers such as Netflix in the States, they're actually commissioning their own content. So you see things like that. But what MyTV wants to do is just be a content platform. I mean, you already have HIP TV from Telecom. You have, of course, Astro, which does satellite. So how are you guys going to pitch yourself so you want to be the platform streaming of choice?
We are actually very excited about this. While content is king, MyTV can't go into content business. So we were cracking our heads, really. How do we stir this industry in terms of getting better quality content? It actually gives us a better perspective, providing the best infrastructure that is not too burdening for the content players. It will be cheaper than what they have to invest right now because they don't have to cater for infrastructure at all, and they can just concentrate on producing the content. So we are excited about getting more broadcasters coming on board, at the same time channel owners who do not have to invest or becoming a TV station, but they can just transmit their content and brand their channel on their own. So that will give viewers choices, and you can have genre of the content coming from very specific channel owners.
But you're talking about content from guys who are probably a bit smaller. You're not talking about the likes of HBO and everything, who, you know, don't actually need to sort of brand themselves. They are HBO after all. But, you know, all of this content, this small sort of like vernacular kind of niche content, do you think there's sort of demand for it?
Oh, well, yeah. For example, when it comes to lifestyle or cultural beat or Malaysia, that is something that the bigger content producers would think twice in order to produce that, because then they were talking about the markets, right? But because of the infrastructure and it's cheaper and easier, the steps in for doing it is actually lesser. So that would capture most, because the current FTA has proven that the local content are getting the viewerships larger than the international content. And that's what happened to, for example, if I were to quote our Media Prima very own tonton.com.mine. So the reception is there. They just launch it and they have quite a good followers for that.
So how does the profit sharing work in something like a broadcast platform? Do they pay you per subscriber, or do they just pay you a flat rate for using your platform, using your pipes essentially?
If it's the broadcaster, it's going to be what do you call, on contractual basis, but it will be more than 1 year because they would normally secure it for a few years, right? But for the new ones that aspire to just have a few hours of content a day, let's say about 6 hours, they can choose to have a contract that's lesser than 1 year. It could be 6 months or 9 months according to the needs of their what do you call, promotions.
So how is MyTV going to generate revenue then? I mean, where's your income mainly going to come from? Because if you're subsidizing quite a huge number of the set-top boxes, essentially some will see it a bit as national service. You know, if you're subsidizing such a huge amount and then you have these sort of like contracts with some, you know, some content providers, where will the money come from? Where will you make your money from?
Well, it's going to be from the channel owners and the broadcasters. It's the transmission services.
But not the set-top boxes?
Not the set-top boxes. And also the features of the digital services that we are going to offer.
When you mean services of digital that you're going to offer, you're talking about a la carte kind of things like video on demand, certain services. Is that what you're looking
That's
at
true.
Doing?
That's true.
Have you done your research to show whether or not people are receptive to this? Because in places like Astro, for example, I think their fringe services took very slow to pick up, video on demand, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, when you did your research, did you see that there was need for this or did people want it?
Actually, we don't want to be in a situation where you know, there is nobody steering the demand and supply of the TV services. Well, we have to note that it is actually cheaper to operate digital content via digital terrestrial as compared to other medium or other platform. So the usage of the red button on the remote will have to be thought to the viewers at large, so they will know that by using the remote control they can do a lot of things, because our setup box also integrate internet where HBB or hybrid broadband TV can also be on top of the digital terrestrial. So you know, if you were to have a setup box, the services are wide, and the content producer, for example, if they were to run a movie, they can right away ask the public to vote whether this episode is better than the last episode, for example. And you don't have to pick up a phone, you just use your remote control because it is cheaper to do so, and we are going to educate all the content producers and the broadcasters. You can do this now.
Looking at the group as a whole, of course, one of other Punca Semangat's sister companies has Spectrum, and they've paired up with the likes of Celcom to roll out like LTE services. As a whole, you know, looking at Punca Semangat as a whole, where does MyTV fit in with the sister company like that? How do you guys sort of help each other? Are you helping each other?
Ah, okay. Again, the synergy of the group will be leveraged on. So our sister company, it's actually called Altel Communications. Our set-top boxes, again, I'm going back to the set-top boxes, are going to be internet connected as well. So we are aiming for at least broadband, but hopefully, you know, for 4G services to be integrated so that the services are wider for the consumers to leverage on. And therefore, because of that, if Altel Communications are there implementing their services, and we can actually work together with the set-top boxes.
Well, there's actually also this one other question that a lot of people have is the 700 megahertz spectrum, which is being given up after the, you know, after the conversion is complete. Is MyTV going to bid for something like that, or is it your sister company that bids for this kind of spectrum?
On behalf of MyTV, we are not going to, because that's not our play. But the rest, I really can't say on behalf of them.
Beyond, you know, just beyond your set-top boxes and your content, I mean, it's all seems very full steam ahead. What could possibly derail it, you think? I mean, what could be the main, you know, the fly in the ointment when it comes to sort of converting DTT? Because there is a reason why other countries have taken so long to roll it out. Low acceptance, a lot of people will have a lot of resistance to it, you know, low take-up. I mean, what is the big problem that you guys would see?
I think it is more to do with how we educate it. The rest of the markets actually started with DVB-T, and we are starting the first country that's going to jump straight to DVB-T2, which means that you can now watch TV over your smartphones, okay, and also on moving assets like cars, because cars right now only have in-car entertainment where you actually slot in your DVD, but right now you can watch TV in cars and also train, for example. So because the people now are so used to having gadgets, that segment is being catered for, and if we educate the market enough, right, on the benefits, because this is an evolution after colour TV. There was nothing big after that, so we feel that, you know, as much as we are excited about it, we have to get the viewers to be excited about it, as well as the content players, especially the broadcasters.
Do they put value on it though? You know, all this high-speed streaming, all this high, you know, high-def quality. Do you see people putting a value on it? And, you know, especially since in this day and age, right, costs are going up, you know, entertainment is actually getting more expensive. But do you think that people have a value on it?
the younger generation, especially, no doubt about it. And as far as Malaysia is concerned, the internet connectivity will also be spread out, and we are just leveraging on it and make it better. But the thing is, there is already internet TV, and it's like booming right now. Why? Because TV, it's still the main attraction for people to wind down, to actually look for entertainment, or, you know, to just have something to do in between.
But that draws back to content, you see. And then, so we, you know, aside from just the hardware side of it, when will we see MyTV announce, like, a lot, you know, the content producers? When will you see that?
We have to do something, and this is a starting point, and we would like to give a chance to the content producers to prove that right now they can provide quality content, they can churn out quality content that is good for even an exchange program with other countries too. So we have to let this grow. At the first mile, perhaps the broadcasters would take the lead in doing so, you know, providing the content that they are giving right now with better features of the digital terrestrial. But I am not giving up, because it has been a complaint by the content producers that, you know, there is not enough room for them to actually move better and better because of the facility, because of the cost of doing it. Well, if they were to just concentrate on content, they can have exchange program, they can have expertise from other countries to also help them producing it together. And I think I'm excited about this, because we are also into getting the incubator programs running with our digital systems, and therefore it will create the younger generation to have better opportunities in sharing their creativity, especially in broadcasting.
When you talk about broadcasters in the country, there's only actually two main ones. You're talking about Media Prima's group, and you're talking about, of course, the ones in the government. When you're talking with them, and when you're talking about developing this new thing, do you see resistance? Is that why, you know, are they just hesitant to shift their content, or what is actually stopping them?
They are not resisting. There's not resistance in that manner, but they're worried, of course, because during simulcast period they will have to transmit their channels into both digital and analog. So you can imagine that their costs are going to go up, okay? And because of that, MyTV will not charge the incumbent channel owners right now, including RTM with the two channels, Media Prima with the four channels, TV Hijrah. We are not going to charge them until the analog is switched off. That is also to help them to move on and migrate to digital.
But that's actually going to be about 2 years. I mean, of course, in terms of broadcasting, it's a gradual turn off. But in 2 years, so who's funding MyTV? I mean, what, you guys running like a charity for 2 years until everything gets run?
Charity. We are not doing that, but it's all business. In the end, we note that this is a national project. Something needs to be done. As I said earlier, we are letting the rest of the industry players to benefit from this, to assist them to migrate to digital any way we can. And we will make our money after that, inshallah, because of the digital features. We feel that the content will evolve, so are the industry players, and therefore, you know, it's something that we will get back in return.
In the meantime, where does the funding come from? Because I was looking at Puncak Semangat's kind of latest income statement. I think they're still doing quite well, 125.9 in revenue. I think they're profitable, about 531,000, you know, sort of like breaking even. But, you know, so in the meantime, where does the funding come from? Do you guys have a cash flow? You're going to raise bonds? What is it that's actually going to drive? Okay. I mean,
right now, it's internally funded from MyTV and the enlarged group of Tan Sri Buhari himself, Tan Sri Syed Mortar himself. And it's going to be internally strategized, and also something that he has committed long time ago, that this will not be an issue moving forward.
We'll talk about, you know, the subsidies, back to the set-up boxes, because there was one thing that was mentioned in all the press releases talking about a subsidy drive. You guys, of course, are going to start subsidizing a big of the boxes, because, again, you know, you need the eyeballs, you need the adoption. But are you going to rope in anybody else to kind of help push this subsidy drive?
We will campaign. We will campaign for the big corporates to actually join the bandwagon. 2 million, while we feel that we are actually providing more, but it's still not enough. There's another about 5 million households to cater for, and therefore we would like the corporates to actually join us and perhaps subsidize their lower income employees. And to get the incentive going, we are going to work with Lembaga Hasil Dalam Negeri in giving them a tax corporate incentive. And we hope by doing this, we can fill up as many homes as possible.
But what does it benefit the companies? I mean, the corporates. I mean, why would they want to do it aside from it being seen slightly CSR?
Yeah, it's the income tax exemption that we are applying for them based on the subsidy that they are going to contribute.
Well, today we've had with us on The Breakfast Grill Haniza Rose, the Chief Commercial Officer of MyTV, a unit of the Puncak Semangat Group. Thank you very much, Ms. Haniza, for being on this morning. I'm Nadia Hassan for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.